Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They would like us to tell stories that we couldn't.
But guess what? Okay, so...
You're pregnant and gay?
Almost.
Okay.
So here's the tea. Like, now they're going to see how many embryos they get or whatever. And then I guess they're just going to stick them on ice because we live in the future. And then they're
going
to...
And are you definitely going to be...
You're giving Anderson Cooper. Do you know what I mean? Like, such Silver Fox vibes.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah. If I was single and gay, you'd be in my arms right now, Jer.
And now, the theme song. This is the theme to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Savannah's here. We're off the leash. We'll try to please you with a podcast and something else. I can't think of the rhymes. There.
Word in that verse. That last verse is like...
If anyone has any suggestions on how we might end that.
Write the rest of the theme.
Nice.
Good, but hey, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Good. It's been a fun week. People enjoyed
they do
the debut podcast.
Surprisingly, they have enjoyed it. Got a lot of really good feedback.
Yeah. Why am I shocked at that? I don't know. I shouldn't be. It's been a fun week. I saw Matthew McConaughey. They did a screening of The Rivals of Amaziah King. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't
what is
it? The worst movie title ever. It's an independent movie in which he plays a guy in the cutthroat beekeeping business in Oklahoma.
Wow.
But it's very music-based, what I call like footstomp in Americana, like the Ibbitt Brothers kind of.
Okay, so it's not a musical, but it's very musically
driven. It's very musical, but it's not a musical.
So there's no people going about the underbelly of beekeeping.
Telling you about my feelings.
What Bitch is a Bitchin' soundtrack.
Yeah, they just happen to play music, the main character does, and that's Matthew McConaughey. And
so they play it for the bees.
Yeah, I think it helps.
All right. The bees will squirt out more honey, or no, they don't squirt honey. They just make honey.
We're 2 minutes and 30 some seconds in, and I already feel unsafe. But yeah, so Matthew McConaughey, this is the first movie he did in like 6+ years in the So they did a screening here. They also did it in Austin, which you can kind of get. That's the kind of vibe, right? And so afterwards, he and a band performed in front of the people that saw the screening.
I'm sorry, he performed?
Yeah.
Does he do music? I did not know.
He's not known for his music, but he kind of learned it for the movie.
Oh, so a beekeeping song?
He would know.
Is he a vocalist or is this
a vocalist? And guitar. It was good.
Did you ask him to sign your boobs?
I did not have the chance for him to sign my boobs, but I would have asked. It was funny because they were going to bring the screen up after the movie was over, and they were set up on stage, regular kind of a concert setup.
Yeah.
Nice.
But after the screen went up about 6 inches, it stopped and it failed.
Oh.
So for like 10 minutes, he's behind the screen telling stories.
And you see his feet?
And you just saw feet. They never got it to work, so they just came around and kind of stood in the area between the seats and the stage and performed. But it was really fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I love that. I've just been hot and angry about it all week. Like, I don't really watch the news anymore, but I did come across a TikTok video that reinforced the rage that I felt like was coming out of me the more hot it got. Like, do you know we were under like crazy heat advisories over the, and I don't like summer anyways. I think I have like reverse seasonal depression where it's like summer months, I just do not do well.
I don't like heat.
Yeah. So I just felt like I couldn't really go outside. And every time that I did, I was getting like really upset. But I did, to try and make myself feel better, do a little bit of retail therapy. I went to TJ Maxx just to like sniff candles and feel something.
You get the max for the minimum.
It helped so much.
Was it, did it kind of feel like fall?
Yeah.
Smelling candles?
Exactly. Like multiple pumpkin spice candles. I was upset because there was this like bat-shaped purse. It's a Betsy Johnson bag that went viral on TikTok this past week. And I thought that I was going to go get it, but it sold out everywhere. And now you have to get on like Depop and people are reselling it for like three times what they were charging at TJ Maxx.
As it goes. Yeah.
So it's been up and down, but it was really good for morale to get pumpkin scented things and pretend that it's getting cold outside.
So they have candles at TJ Maxx?
Oh, they have everything there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Unless you're going there specifically to get something, then they don't have that.
Right.
It's all like impulse buys. Like you go for something that they don't have and you're like, oh, look at that. Some kind of novelty mug.
Yeah. Well, also, I just have to say quickly, this is just my contribution to this podcast this week is just me bitching about things that I wanted to buy and couldn't. I messed up because I went to Home Goods like last week trying to feel something.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon these Martha Stewart like Halloween themed blankets. And they were like, it looked like, imagine if you found like a first edition of Grimm's Fairy Tales and there were just like creepy hand like drawn pictures of weird things on a blanket. I saw them, fell in love with them, but I was like, you know, I'm just good. Maybe I'll come back for it. I went back for it. I went to every Home Goods owned store on the block, Marshalls, Ross, Home Goods, TJ Maxx. No Martha Stewart blankets. I messed up everything that I wanted, I didn't get. And then I think that means that really the moral of the story is we live on a rock. Spend your money when you have it. And who cares? Is it good advice? Maybe not. But I do think there's something to be said for like nourishing your soul.
Feel good for a few minutes.
Yeah. If anyone sees a Martha Stewart blanket with like line art on it, buy it for me. And then like I will
then outrageously mark it up.
There's a new Tim Hortons in Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went over and got a chicken panini.
Ooh.
It was very nice.
Can you tell me the Tim Hortons?
I was just going to say.
It's
a lot of people still.
It's a Canadian place.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a Dunkin' Donuts of Canada.
Really?
And they have very good coffee. They have like
a gas station?
No. They have breakfast sandwiches. They have lunch sandwiches. They have, it's just a kind of place to hang out. And I saw one in Murfreesboro and wow, we have one here.
If you're like a basic coffee person. They, like Dunkin' Donuts, are more kind of like your black coffee, cream sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a Dutch Bros or...
I like black coffee, and they make really good coffee there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Plus, I have been talking to a couple people about doing a trivia night at a couple of bars.
Okay, fine.
You'd be great with...
I'm excited about that. We could be doing some trivia, maybe even some gender wars, maybe some karaoke.
Yeah.
And so I have a couple of meetings on Thursday with a couple of people. You know, it's fun, and I enjoy karaoke and all that kind of stuff like that. And if I can make money doing that, I will be very excited.
Well, that's cool that there's a gender wars element to it, because I will say I got a lot of people asking about the podcast, like, are you going to be able to bring gender wars back? Because, like, that game is iconic. I'm like, I don't know how we would.
We could. We'd have to have people come in. Or play by Zoom. We also have the Woody and Jim joke off that we could always do.
Yeah. Joke off.
Uh-huh.
A very intentional sounds like.
Like, was that?
It's get it together once a week and joke it off.
Okay. So good to know it wasn't all in my head.
No, it was exactly.
Sometimes it's just me. Okay.
Right.
I had an interesting thing today, like, so my day job is doing like design and layouts and stuff like that, among other things. And my assignment today was to redo a logo because the way the font was in a certain word.
Oh, no.
Some people thought it was phallic.
Oh.
That like that letter looks like a wiener.
Okay.
How did they say it to you, like, in the meeting when they brought this assignment to your attention? Like, did they just, like, outright say it, or was it?
They, like, kind of, they already danced around it. Everybody was, like, very polite in their language. Mm-hmm. It looks like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't see it.
Really? Show me a picture right now. Like, where?
I can't. My phone is videoing the podcast.
But your laptop is right there.
All right. Let me see if I...
I feel like it demands to be seen.
No, it by you only.
Okay, by it.
Okay.
I'll describe... I'll let the listener know.
You need to show up. Wiener word.
Okay. We are a two-phone setup this week. Can you... While I'm looking for this, tell everybody why we're giving Woody his own camera this week.
Because he's gorgeous.
But...
Because his shirt is so cool. Look at him.
Thank you very much.
What's the other reason?
Oh, because the camera setup didn't work well for anybody except for you.
Like, you were fine.
Last time we did it is like you saw Jim from the nose down.
Is that it? I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to out whoever.
Okay, yeah, that's it. And it's the very first letter. It's the letter V.
What?
Okay.
Somehow they thought that.
It's more like not a phallic.
Right. It's like a Rorschach test. Like, what do you see in this?
Right.
Is the,
and what does that say about you?
Right. It's like, oh, that's the letter V.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my mother's wonderful boobs. Perhaps I've said too much.
I never would have guessed.
Oh, you neither.
Good luck redesigning it. Are you paranoid now? Because that there was nothing wrong with that.
No, there was nothing wrong with that, but I'll just change it. Yeah. Just find a different font.
If they criticize you for the same reason, do we then call the police?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here I am on the Off the Leash Uncensored podcast talking about how I'm censored. By spare time.
You know, another request that I got from listeners is like, because you mentioned like maybe a play Jenner Wars, we would have to have listeners in studio. There were a bunch of people that reached out being like, well, what if you have listeners on the show sometime?
I love that.
When we had a gender wars element, like we can plan to do it whenever we have like people in studio. So that would be really cool.
Yeah. So the plan is that we're not going to be doing it here.
Right. We don't want anybody to know where Jim lives.
This is kind of a ramshackle thing put together in the Herm. People called Hermitage the Herm.
Uh-huh.
And I resent that because I never heard, before that person said that that's a thing, I've always lived in the Herm and it's not a thing.
Well, I always brought it up because I knew it irritated.
You knew it bothered. It's like East.
Yeah. I was still really pissed that they call East Nashville East.
Right.
There's
a giant, you know, parking garage that just says East.
Yeah.
Right. I don't believe, did the parking garage make people just call it East, or did it reflect something people were already saying? Because that's another thing I did not hear that I think was given to East Nashville by people that moved here that didn't live here.
Also, speaking of like people moving here, I saw this survey this week that was like ranking all 50 states, like in terms of like, are they cool to live in or not?
Okay.
And I was surprised at like what I saw on this list. So it said that we're fifth in fiscal stability, which I don't know if that's like, do we balance the budget okay, or like is living here not that expensive? I feel like that it has to be that one. 'Cause
the first one has to be is kind of correct, right?
Okay.
'Cause we have money.
Right.
We're not like in crazy debt, but it's also now not affordable to live here.
Well, see, and that's the thing, because like fits in fiscal stability, to me, that screams like things are going well here money-wise. And I will say that like all the transplants that I do meet, they're coming from like California, New York, and they're like, it's just cheaper. And then it said we're 13th in economy, 17th in infrastructure. So kind of killing it a little bit, you know, like we're at the top half of the...
Yeah. And this is out of 50, right?
Yes. We're 31st in education. Slipping.
I know Tennessee has been much worse.
Yeah. We are 39th in healthcare. And then we're 40th in crime and corrections, which again, I want to know, what are the rules for like how you determine this?
What is good?
Crime and correction.
Mm-hmm. Is it mean we don't have crime? Is it mean that we're
so good at thieving?
Right. So overall,
I'm not a crime, you guys. That's your job.
The study found that Tennessee's weaknesses were in crime, inclusiveness, and worker protections, and they gave us overall an F grade.
So we have a sponsor.
We do have a sponsor.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
We joked about how we weren't going to make any money on this podcast, and all of a sudden we have a sponsor. People want to pay to have us say their stuff.
They're dumb. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not dumb.
We're amazing. We love it. They are amazing.
So, Alex is a longtime listener.
Yeah.
You're a friend of the show, kind of in the circle of honor among listeners. And he was the first to say, hey, I'll be a sponsor.
And wanted to be the first.
Yes, wanted to be the first, and he's achieved it.
Yeah.
So we should probably tell people all about his business.
Yes, for sure.
But before that, we have to draw some cards.
Yeah. So Woody, just grab one of these things here, and I'm just gonna over explain, because while Savannah tells us Alex and his business, Woody and I will have to.
We're gonna tell you all of Alex's business.
Improv whatever prompt we've been given on this piece of paper.
And that's how we must act.
Okay, whoa, hold on.
I'm not going to tell you what I said.
Let me preface this by saying that Alex made the grave mistake of telling us that we could do whatever we wanted.
So I think my job here is to actually be for real, kind
okay.
of. And you guys are reacting to me? Like, are you...
Right.
Yeah.
By the...
And the rules of our character.
Paper that we've been given.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you going to, like... Well, it's improv, so maybe I can't ask
questions. Improv.
I have no idea.
We have no idea what's going to happen.
Because I'm like, should I like tell you a little bit and then wait for you to react?
Well, let's just have a free-flowing...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about Alex's business.
Yes.
You'll react accordingly.
Woody, Jim, and Savannah Off the Leash podcast is brought to you by our very first sponsor, Oh Doggone It.
Oh, doggone it, that is the best name ever.
It really is.
And I don't even know what it's for. No, I do.
Was that part of your prompt or was that genuine enthusiasm?
We can't get meta. We have to just continue through here or else we're going to freak you out probably.
I am already scared, so it's a guarantee.
But it's going to be the best commercial ever.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Oh Doggone It has been around since 2023 and they provide exclusive in-home pet sitting. They come to you, stay in your house with your pets while you're away. It could be a single day while you're at work or a full week, like while you're on fall break. Or something like that.
So they're going to watch your dog.
Yes.
They're saving your dog's life.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah.
While you irresponsibly go off on vacation.
Right. While you're out doing adult human things.
Heroes.
Yes.
Come to your house.
Yes.
Well, and everyone on the team is insured, background checked, and pet first aid certified. Let me tell you something. Once upon a dream, I had somebody pet sit my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And when I like... came to pick him up after my vacation, his leg was like horribly mangled.
They mangled your dog's leg. Yeah. If you picked the wrong people. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Well, and they like turned out like were not insured or anything like that. They were not first aid certified. Like his leg was like mangled and wrapped very poorly. It was horrible.
So with an accident and they tried to mend it, but poorly?
Yeah, it was awful.
Wow.
And really scary. So I'm just saying, Oh Doggone It, that's not what they're like. They are insured. They're ready to handle it if something bad happens.
They are
first aid certified.
Exclusively doing things that nobody in the dog sitting business has ever done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Their rates start at just $95 a day. A steal.
That is a steal.
A steal. And we love supporting a local business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. For the last few years, we don't want our dog going, he doesn't go to the kennel anymore.
Yeah.
Because Wally hates being at the kennel. And we did the thing where you could pay to look at your dog while you're like, mm-hmm.
right.
you know, on vacation.
Yeah. They give you the thing for the in camera.
And he just sits there with a sad, the whole time, like, this is awful. I mean, it doesn't matter night, day, whenever. You'd go on the camera. So we're like, that is the week we were gone was the worst 2 months of his life.
Aww. Wow.
So
Wally.
We want him in our home.
Yeah, in his domain, on his own turf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Oh Doggone It, their team of trained, adorable people will just come chill in your house, eat your snacks, and take care of your dog. Or dogs.
So not like the other places that might have some terrible things happen to your dog. And the authorities might have to be called.
Trying not to like...
And there were some terrible things that might happen to your dog. But we don't want to see that happen.
Are we about to have a reenactment of what could happen?
What could happen to your dog is somebody could come to the door. They could give your dog a snack and then
steal everything in your house. Maybe when the dog has a chicken nugget and just stares at them stealing everything. And that's where true crime comes in.
That is the scariest possibility I've ever heard.
I know. And that's just because I was reading my prompt as a true crime podcaster.
You did a beautiful job.
I was the aggressive hype man.
Okay, that's what my guess was.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
You were the hype
Everything
man.
They do at Oh Doggone It is mind-blowingly fantastic, which...
True.
I mean, is not true.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So doggone it. How do you reach them, Savannah?
Well, you can check their availability or request a booking by going to odoggoneit.com. That's odoggoneit.com. And tell them Woody, Jim, and Savannah sent you.
Shameless football.
Tell them you don't want the terrible chicken nugget experience.
Or for your dog to come back horribly mangled.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That part in a true crime voice, honestly.
When your dog was terribly.
Yeah. Oh, doggone it, won't do that.
And when we come back, their whole world came upside down.
The wrong way.
Very nice.
Yeah. Excellent.
We welcome more sponsors. If you would like to give us money, we'll say things about you. They're nice.
Alex, thank you.
Yeah.
It is an honor to have you as our first sponsor.
Yes.
Dogs on It.
Oops.
So, a lot of people had said about the podcast, they would like us to tell stories that we couldn't on air. I mean, it's kind of the, that is the concept of Off the Leash, right?
Right.
Right? So there's all kinds of stuff. And I really think that most of the times we were forbidden from sharing something or stopped from doing something really fast was because a major sponsor... was gonna either was throwing a fit or they were afraid they would throw a fit.
Right.
So there was one gag that Savannah, you took lead on.
I forgot about this until right now.
And we were never allowed to talk about it. No social media, anything. But it's the funniest gag.
Where did it even come from? Was it my idea?
I think you did. You came up with it.
Okay.
You're on ground zero.
I mean, it sounds like something we would make you do.
Right.
You
that's what I'm saying. Whose idea was it, really?
You volunteered to do
it. It was my idea, but they made me do it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. Where were you in life
when
this happened?
I was still the very pregnant intern. So it was like right at the beginning of when I came and started working with you guys. And I was extremely pregnant,
you were as my name would suggest. Very pregnant.
Yes. Super.
You were like 8.5 months.
You literally said, you called me, I think you said I was bursting with child.
You were,
bursting
with child.
Yeah. And we did this thing where we went to a Walgreens in Murfreesboro. Can I say that?
And yes.
Time has passed.
Yeah. This is
now. This
is also
my
son Alex, who's in the Navy now. He's very happy. He's happily married in San Diego.
Yeah.
But at the time, he was working at this Walgreens.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Which is a complete coincidence.
Yeah. No, actually, I did know.
Okay.
And so we said, we're coming over there.
I said, go to the one where your son was working.
Yeah.
So I waddled into Walgreens very pregnant, and I went to the pharmacy, and I don't remember exactly what my story was, but I think I just essentially told the pharmacist that, like, I was feeling kind of weird. And essentially,
to show people people who are watching how pregnant you were.
I was
at the time
incredibly pregnant,
like bad.
Yes.
Clearly, but I don't know what I said to her exactly, but I think generally I just gave her the impression that I didn't realize I was pregnant,
right?
You
thought I might be pregnant.
I didn't even think that. I think it was like I was giving, like, I'm totally clueless. And, like, why is my body like this? And, like, I feel kind of strange. And, like, this woman who was behind the counter, bless her heart.
A pro.
Yeah.
She was very sweet.
She was so sweet and so concerned. And you could, like, see it in her eye that she was wondering, like, what happened to this poor girl?
Doesn't know she's
pregnant. Yeah, like, what is this, like, a TLC show? Like,
you're at the counter talking to her, and I'm like a couple of feet away
trying to film. Yeah.
Phone.
Do you think she saw you filming? Because I didn't get the impression she did.
I don't know. She might have thought I was just looking at my phone for some reason.
When we looked at the video, like when you came back from the incident, there was nothing about it that indicated anybody anything was up.
She
was very sweet. She was very helpful.
Yeah, she was super helpful. And so honestly, I remember when they told us we were not allowed to like use the footage.
Or talk about it or anything.
Yeah. And I felt very confused because I was like, well, she did a great job though. Like, I feel like it was like a credit to Walgreens Pharmacy.
Like, she should get Employee of the Month.
Right. You know, and I was very young at the times. And like, so I wonder if like in her, I feel more empathy about it now. I felt very goofy about it then. But I wonder if her, from her perspective, she was like, this poor young girl, she probably thought I was like 15. I barely was not 15. I think
you
I was
looked
like
15.
Yeah, I think I was like 19 or something like you know? So bless her heart. I hope wherever she is, she's having a great time. And I wish that I'm sure that video doesn't exist anymore.
I looked for it last night.
Really?
Some like old Google Drives. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it disappeared.
What year would that have been?
Oh my gosh.
Your son would not have been born yet.
Oh, wow.
It had to have been like 2013, like in the summertime.
Early, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so long ago.
I know.
Wow. There's something else that happened off the air that for me is the thing that is the most memorable. It kind of happened off the air. It also kind of happened on the air. We got in trouble off the air for it a lot.
Okay.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this.
Sure, why not?
But we could just cut this out if you don't want to.
No, we can talk about anything.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember way back in the day where, if you were commuting into Nashville, like, you would see that billboard that said, like, go away, Bobby Bones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
It was not funny, but it was funny, but not funny. So, yeah, when he came to town, he paid to put up billboards to pretend that people were against him, which is kind of his thing.
Right. Right.
And, he loves
and denied that he was the one that put the billboards up.
Right.
He went on his show and whined for months about,
I can't believe somebody hates me this much.
Doesn't want me in this city.
Nobody plays the victim better. He's really good at it.
Yeah.
Super good at it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So none of us were allowed to go, he paid for that, like within our company or outside of our company.
Right.
And because they're like, no. You know, our country station is the beloved protected child.
Right.
Yeah.
We must not mock them.
We must not do anything. Mm-hmm. And we're like, obviously he put those up himself.
Right.
Right.
And they like, oh, you know, I think he spent a few months saying, no, I didn't. Of course I didn't. And then he writes a book and he's like, well, I need a chapter. So why don't I tell him about how the time I paid for the billboards and put him up? So he plays all the sides.
Yeah.
He's quite crafty.
I remember we had a meeting, like a huge staff meeting that time. And some intern said, like, who put those billboards up? And somebody in management said,
like a corporate vice president.
Yeah, I think it was probably some music blogger or something. You know, those rich music bloggers that make so much money.
Yeah.
Filthy blogging.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I try to like...
We were like...
No, I feel like we would make like offhanded comments sometimes where like if you knew, you knew, like when we would be on the air. And then I remember like we would get sat down afterwards and be like, you guys have to stop doing that. Like,
oh yeah.
It's not okay. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember we got in trouble because we made fun of Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
Kenny Chesney, the country western superstar.
This was years earlier.
And there was rumors that he might have been gay. So we...
Which there's no shame in that.
And he came out with an album that said... I forget exactly what the name of the actual album was, but it was like Poets and Pirates.
Poets, not Pirates.
But we said, okay, the name of the album is not Poets, but Pirates.
Oh.
And we kept saying butt pirates over and over.
Was he there for that?
I think it was before you got there.
And
I'm pretty sure.
Our manager, you know, Rich, who came in the studio and said, could you stop making those kind of jokes? Because he listens and also his manager
listens.
And when you say butt pirate...
People might take it the way
you
meant to.
And so we put up a little sign in the studio and said, it's been this many days since we made a joke about Kenny Chesney being gay.
Wow. What a throwback.
It was. It was some wonderful times.
Nashville, it's a fun, weird place to be in the media. And it was a lot more fun back in the day.
Right.
It was a little less corporate.
A little less corporate.
A little less venture capital.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's like anything else crazy that ever happened off the air that I'm not. Do you remember that one time that we went and like burned it down on Broadway and then we went and slept at the station and we like took over the midnight broadcasts in all kinds of ways we probably shouldn't have?
Yeah.
And then we went to sleep under the soundboard and got up like an hour later to do
we went to Franklin where there was a music store that used to be a...
That was a different
story. Was that a different story?
No, this is... We went on Broadway and we hit about 10 bars, including Wild Beaver.
We did go to Wild Beavers and Thinnable. Bomb.
Mm-hmm. And we also, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. We kind of broke into Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, we did. I forgot about that.
1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's all coming back to me.
We definitely should not have been there. We had no right to be there.
That was so fun.
It was a blast.
Do you think that like half the places that we went to that night are even open anymore? Because I feel like now Broadway is just like whichever country star wants a bar.
It's sad. There's a lot of places that used to be there that aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones we mentioned, Santa and Wild Beaver, they're both there, I think.
Wild Beavers
is still there.
Is Santa's Pub still so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think it's there.
Even though Santa passed away.
Yeah. No, I think his kid's running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw something on TikTok or Instagram from Wild Beaver recently.
I mean, now I just don't go down there.
I don't either.
Nobody does.
We avoid it like the plague.
Yeah.
We actually was talking about, you know, doing my, you know, trivia nights and doing stuff at nightclubs. And my girlfriend was like, oh, I don't want you going downtown. Oh, it's not downtown Nashville. It's somewhere in Nashville, but not downtown. She, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's become such a, you know, tourist trap and just such a, you know, terrible place.
Yeah.
It's like, you be supportive. Like, and I feel like I love New Orleans, right? And like, I'm sure locals in New Orleans, like, they wouldn't be caught dead on Bourbon Street. Like, they don't want to be in the French Quarter. You know what I mean? But like, I love it so much. And so I try to think about like Nashville being this destination in a positive way for the most part. And I'm like, yay, I'm like so happy for us. But I don't
want to. The hotels and bars are making a lot of money. Yeah. Good for them. Good for all the people that work there.
Right.
But
no.
I don't want
any. Post Malone's bar has really good Oreos.
You know what annoys me the most about the bars is that, like, I think the majority of them have like electric drum kits now, and I find that insulting and irritating as like a lifelong Nashvillean. That's
right.
We need natural music,
right? So I don't like that. Like, as a huge supporter of like songwriters and like live musicians, and especially the ones that like work on Broadway, it's hard to like cut your teeth down there.
Oh, it's awful.
Performing for like drunk people on vacation and like. And
you're only allowed to play a few songs. Don't play a down-tempo song. Don't play an original song.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Stressful.
When in doubt, play Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love that one.
What's your Wagon Wheel.
Like, basic bitch country song.
Uh-huh.
If you were at the Broadway bar, like, what would you hear?
These are the songs that are playing on the pedal taverns.
Yeah. What would be, like, your faves, personally? I'm always trying to come up with, like, what's your favorite
song? What would make me, like, boom, 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 boom? I mean, Wagon Wheel's
it's
automatic.
That is, yeah.
Right. Good one.
It's a great one. Almost anything Zac Brown Band.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel that's cool.
Yeah.
It's not basic.
Shania Twain is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like a woman.
Man, I feel like a woman.
So ahead of her time.
Oh, yeah.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's as loved now as she was then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends in Low Places.
Oh, I mean, always huge, can you guys help me understand something that I don't?
We will certainly try.
No guarantees.
Ask you that. That's so interesting. Just mark that in history. But like Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did he actually have like kind of an emo alter ego?
Well, he was Chris Gaines.
Yeah, he created an alter ego.
Yeah.
Was it known at the time that it was his alter ego, or did he try to be like Hannah Montana and not tell people?
He tried to pretend it wasn't him, but people realized immediately it was him.
He was too popular and too well known for anybody to not notice.
He lost a lot of weight and did like an emo haircut.
Yeah. Kind of had some, you know, like Billy Joe Armstrong makeup.
Yeah.
I think he was just creatively trying something.
Yeah.
Did Chris Gaines do well?
No.
Oh, that's so sad. No.
It,
what do you think was missing? Why didn't it connect?
It, obviously, he was trying something outside of what he does so well, right? Mm-hmm. So the people that are longtime fans of his hated that because it was different.
Yeah.
And the people that might normally buy music from somebody that looks like that, it was too Garth Brooks.
Right. Okay. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you for helping make sense of that, because I had heard it and I was like, I don't know if people are fucking with me. And it's just like somebody that looks kind of a lot like him.
Right.
You know? I love the Hannah Montana comparison. That is awesome.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was trying to have the best of both worlds, but didn't work.
I think he's doing just fine.
That's right. Also, he's in Oklahoma somewhere with Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah. Wait, does he live in Oklahoma now?
Mm-hmm. I think he does.
He's been there a while.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He might have something here, but
everybody at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Side note, you guys, I have some exciting news to share.
Yes.
Speaking of things that we've mentioned up until this point, gay people, pregnancy. Yay! My...
Quite often, they don't go together.
But guess what? Okay, so...
You're pregnant and gay?
Almost.
Okay.
So here's the tea. My best friend, Will, and his partner, they live in Florida. They're living a dream life. They both work at Disney. I'm just like, God, what's that like?
Cool.
Yeah.
He's been there a long time, right? Yeah. It's been a long time Disney entertainer, right?
And Will is Wolfie's godfather, so we've been very blessed. Will's a great godfather, and he... will take us to Disney anytime for any reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
awesome. But him and his partner are like now getting ready to have their own babies.
Ah, cool. Which is,
like, for them.
We're living in the future, you guys. This is such a process. So for like a gajillion years, me and Will, like, we had just decided that, like, you know, when you're ready to have a baby, like, I will just...
You had a pact?
Like, I will have the baby kind of a thing.
Oh, so are you the surrogate?
Because we're best friends. Okay, so it was going to be like a...
Breaking news.
It was going to be like a Will and Grace type of thing, I suppose, right? Because wasn't that the premise of that show? I was so young when it came out, but it was like...
I actually never watched it, so I can't say.
I think it was like a gay guy and a woman who were like besties kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, we were like, we'll have a baby together. Well, the time has come. And I didn't know how much... like went into this whole like futuristic process. I'm learning in real time. So there's a difference between like an egg donor and a surrogate. Okay. Those are two different people.
Egg donor isn't necessarily giving birth to the baby.
You donate an egg and it is put inside someone else.
Alien technology.
I'm saying this with question marks, like that is right.
Yeah. That is correct.
I'm not mansplaining.
No, not at all.
I'm trying to understand.
No, I'm trying to understand.
You're not explaining.
Yeah. So like
explain.
The conversation got real about like, okay, it's time to like grow this family and have kids. Then I realized, I was like, dang, I don't think that I could like actually do this, because like you guys live in Florida, like if it's my baby and it's like my DNA and then I also give birth to it, I can't just like hand it over. Like that would kill me. Like
now
I
drive 7 hours in another direction.
I don't think I can do that. And so then the question was like, well, what if I just am the surrogate, and if it's not my DNA and I'm just the easy bake oven, and then I hand it over, I still think potentially I would have like some separation anxiety.
That's quite a commitment.
I'm saying, well, and here's what makes it more of a commitment that I was like, I think I can't do that then. Is that like there are so many rules for surrogates about like whether or not you can like have fun, sexy time, and like even what you eat can be like stipulated. And that's why surrogates are like very well compensated for their service.
Right.
Like to the, like it's amazing what they do for people.
A lot of paperwork you have to sign.
So much paperwork, and I hate that stuff.
Because everybody has to have rules because somebody did something awful
right
at some point, right?
Yeah.
So
it's like a McDonald's coffee cup where it says, careful, it's hot.
And somebody, it's liquid. Yeah.
The reason they had to put that on there because someone goes, is this not?
Sweet. It's such a crazy process. And figuring out the part where they went through this huge catalog of egg donors and then finally landed on one that is so much like me. I was so flattered. Wow, you look at her resume, you look at her face, and you're like, wow, you just really said copy paste. And
so there's a catalog of egg donors, potential egg donors
videos, okay. And they talk about their lives and why they want to do egg donation.
Wow.
So it was pretty wild, and now they're just waiting to get matched with a surrogate, because that's a different thing. But yesterday, I guess they were doing the harvesting of the embryo situation.
Okay.
And there were 44 of them or something. I don't know. It's wild.
You have to have a lot, right?
Yeah, I guess
just
so.
Just in case,
Or I guess they were harvesting the eggs and. Now they're going to see how many embryos they get or whatever. And then I guess they're just going to stick them on ice because we live in the future. And then they're
going
to.
And are you definitely going to be the carrier of that baby?
Hell no. Oh, I can't.
You know?
I really wanted to. I very strongly thought about it, especially a couple months ago when we realized how soon this is all happening.
Right.
Because I really liked being pregnant. I've only been pregnant once, and mm-hmm. Will is my best friend, and I'm that would be such a cool, incredible gift to give to my best friend to be let me help you and your partner do this. Yeah, but it was just the whole I don't know. It feels it's so important that maybe it's better that there's some separation there so that they wouldn't feel guilty about what they want to negotiate with their surrogate about if they have dietary restrictions or if they're allowed to have sexy time or whatever. It's so personal.
Right.
That it's I felt I should bow out and let you guys just
this is your between you.
Right. Let me let this go. But I'm very excited about the fact that I am not just going to be a godmother. I'm going to be a goddess mother. And I didn't even come up with that term. That is how much Will loves and respects women. And I feel everyone can really learn from that.
It sounds like something Zach would say.
Really?
Goddess mother.
Maybe I just have a goofier relationship with him. I can't imagine him calling me that, but I can see him calling somebody else that.
Yeah. So are you contemplating donating an egg?
I don't think I could. I think that and here's
the thing. How do you go about that?
Wait a second. Hold on. You're wanting money and a job. Why don't you be a sperm donor?
Give you me 5 minutes.
I'm just saying, whether you're doing egg donation or sperm donation, it's they pay you really well for that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so even in terms of thinking should I be a surrogate to make some money or should I donate eggs to make some money?
So people are doing that to make money.
I
wasn't aware of that.
As they're living.
The egg donor
wow, really?
That Will and his partner chose, she actually talked about the reason why she was doing it was she wanted to help people like him and his partner be able to
have children.
And also she was using the money from it to put herself through law school.
Well, that's cool.
You know, so it's you can make, you should think about it, Woody. I feel like you would excel.
In sperm donating?
You can have some fun along the way.
You're doing it for free. That's right. Why not get paid?
Where do I mail my tube socks?
Oh, my God. Well, I just think,
anybody who's a 13-year-old boy knows that.
Oh
all right.
Oh, my gosh. I just think that knowing that I had a kid out there somewhere, it would just torture me.
I couldn't do it.
That you would not have any kind of connection.
Yeah. That would be so hard.
That would be the difficult part, is knowing that you are creating life but can't.
Yeah.
I couldn't be involved in any way and not be completely involved.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will just happily enjoy being a goddess mother. And it'll be cool.
What's the time frame? Is there? I know that these things are, you can't plan it out.
But you kind of can
to the moment. But how soon are they planning to set?
Yeah, emotion. I think it'll be a few more months before they've been matched with a surrogate. And then from that point, it should roll pretty quickly. I think they were saying that they were maybe sometime in 2027, hoping to have it all, whatever. But I was also telling them we should plan the whole insemination situation, implantation, whatever, around like, when is this?
That's what we need to just call happy sex time now, is insemination situation. Would you like to join me for an insemination situation?
She's like in stirrups, you know, like it's not like sexy at all.
Clinical.
Yeah, it's like turkey baster vibes, I think. Right. I don't know. I haven't been there. I'm just assuming. But
could be sexy if you make it that way.
I get, that's so true. It's a mindset.
Maybe that's your role-playing fantasy.
Here comes the turkey baster.
It's time to play. Let's go to the clinic.
But on the note of like a turkey baster situation, I've also looked into that recently. Ask me why. Because, well, I have friends who like want to have babies.
Yeah.
But like, okay, they're not necessarily partnered with someone they'd want to have a baby with.
Okay.
And so it was like, let's just do some research and see that, like, if we just decided to have like a little matriarchal village where we're like, it's 600 moms, could we just like do this?
And
it's like
Wonder Woman's Island.
Exactly. It's like $2,000 and they'll mail you the stuff for like $2,000, and it's okay, like a turkey baster situation. Uh-huh. And you just turkey baste yourself and then cross your fingers.
Wow.
It's a do-it-at-home-yourself kit.
And it's brought to you by people like Woody Wood who need money and a job now. I really think you should look into it.
And doggone it, babysitting.
Yes.
Please. Now they're doing babysitting.
Oh my gosh, expanding the business. Yeah, but I did tell...
Your fur baby.
Yes. I did tell Will that we should like plan the like implantation thing for like, let's think about what zodiac sign will this kid come out having.
If we do it. That's very important.
I love astrology. So, you know, he seems down with that. And I'm excited.
So is there an ideal time of year?
Well, we would really love it if he had a little Sagittarius baby. Sagittarians are so fun.
And what does it mean to be a Sagittarius?
Adventurous. They're like very cultured and like well-read and generally just like down to have fun, like down to clown. A good example of a Sagittarius and popular culture is Albus Dumbledore. He is widely believed to be a Sagittarius, so he can be like extremely wise, but also like extremely goofy if you've read the books.
They know it's a made-up character, right?
So if you're down for everything as a Sagittarian,
yeah,
can you be a Sagittarian and a vegetarian?
Yeah. Ooh.
Because then you're not down for meat.
Oh.
Why do you have to do this? You're such an Aquarius.
Dilemma.
Aquarian. It's fine. Whatever. I'll let it go.
Allow me to find an impossible situation.
I appreciate that about you. I wouldn't change you. You're who you're meant to be.
Well, you're a goddess.
Thank you. Serena. I can't
wait. I remember one time on the air, we all, you know, did shots of your breast milk.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
That was a wonderful time.
There was nothing hidden about that.
No, we were very
loud and proud.
You just had to Wolfie and you were, you know, making milk, and we thought, let's taste this. And so we did shots of your breast milk.
Oh my God. Do you know what did happen off the air so much during that time though? Is damn, dude. Like, I was exclusively breastfeeding at that time.
Yeah.
And like the way that my boobs would just like swell throughout the show, and like you guys were really good sports about it,
like our egos, they were swelling.
I'm sure you could tell I was like lactating at certain points where it was just like, oh no, it just like looks like I dipped my boobs in the sink, because like, you know, if you can't like nurse, because I couldn't, like my Wolfie wasn't there,
right?
So it's just like your boobs get so full and then it hurts and then you scream cry. Do you know how many times I would be like running down the stairs at the station trying to get to my car, and my boobs were just like progressively leaking more milk, and I like had tears streaming down my face because it hurt so bad. You guys have never breastfed.
Well, so it's so much more difficult being a woman than a man.
True.
It's so true.
Thank you for accepting that.
It is. It's very true.
You got to your car.
Yeah.
Were you screaming? What? Give us a thunk, the door is closed. What was it like?
Only dolphins could hear me. No, but like there really were times where I would have to like grab an empty Starbucks cup and I would have to like manually express some milk just to be able to drive home. Oh my God. Can you imagine if you looked into my car at that time and you just see me just like,
you milk could have made so much money on OnlyFans doing that.
But that's the real struggle that women go through. And like, we don't have maternity leave for long enough.
No.
And we don't like have like things in place for women to be able to like have the correct support, like right after they have a baby.
Well, because the
putting that on you guys. You guys were great.
Well, the entire world has been created, you know, and all the rules are put together by stupid men. So, you know, that's why it's so difficult being a woman.
You know who agrees with you? Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man himself. He has been like 10 toes down, chest out, like we should be a matriarchy, like men ruin everything.
Yeah. I let ladies run things for a while.
We should.
You are pandering so much now.
I mean, really, I mean.
You have a girlfriend.
How stupid has the world has been made by men? Let the ladies run things for a while.
A really good thing to consider. Somebody on the internet said this.
Pandering way.
You did, and I loved it.
Absolutely.
But like, if you look at nature, like it's kind of matriarchy all the way around everywhere except humanity.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's the. There's the bugs where they mate and then the woman kills the man.
She eats him.
Black Widow?
Eats his head.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And even like lions, like the lioness is the one that does the hunting. She's the one that does the protecting and the man kind of just lays there looking.
Lays there with his mane.
Yeah.
Goes, look at me.
It's a patriarchal.
It's a penguins.
What?
The male,
that's right,
becomes the caretaker of the baby.
That's right. The woman has the egg, and then the father has to hold it with his feet.
Keep it warm, keep it safe. Yeah.
Did you watch March of the Penguins?
Yeah, I did. My penguin education began and ended with Pebble and the Penguin like 100 years ago, that animated film where he's like looking for the perfect rock to give to his girl, Marina. Isn't the passion that I have penguin in that film.
Education.
That's right.
That was it.
The precursor to Happy Feet.
What's more to know? Speaking of movies.
Yes.
Somebody was telling me the other day, and I don't even remember what the movie was, but it was like, oh yeah. And that was the movie that was like naughty, risque, that I should never have seen at that age.
Oh. I think it was Us. Were we talking about that?
We probably were.
Maybe.
But like, was there a movie that you're going, like, now in hindsight, retrospect, you're like, I should not have seen that when I was that age.
Totally.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah. Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. I think I was like 8. Can you imagine? What was I doing? We were on a family vacation. My parents were asleep in the hotel room.
Usually it's like an aunt or an uncle that says, that's fine, just watch it.
My parents were just knocked out.
It's a TV access that you don't normally have.
Totally. And I loved it. I loved it so much. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I still deeply enjoy that movie.
I remember being about 7 years old and my father taking me to see The Godfather.
Wow.
And there was boobs in there.
Oh, dear.
And a lot of violence.
Yeah, a lot of violence.
Lots of stuff.
A lot of boobs. And I went, you know, my dad was like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have brought you to this movie. And I'm going, oh, yeah.
At seven?
I was 7 years old, yeah.
You were enamored with boobs even then?
Yeah, I didn't, yeah. Starter boobs.
Those are my starter boobs. Donor.
But aren't guys, they're automatically, like, fixated from birth.
Right, because, you know, babies love boobs, and then as we get
girls older, grow out of it. Guys never do.
Well, I've never been a man before, so I don't know, unless you guys tell me. What was it for you? What was the movie that you saw?
This is going to be, like, such a, like, old-timey thing, because we didn't have HBO at our house. Mm-hmm. But it being... I don't know, what, 70s, close to 80, 1980. We had cable, but there would be channels. If you didn't get the channel, it was just snow. It was like,
yeah,
right? But the way our cable system was set up, that if you put it on the channel for HBO, and just if the planets aligned and the weather was right, you'd have like a fuzzy image and you could hear it. So I remember me and my brothers.
So you were like podcasting naughty films, basically?
Well, I mean, you put it on, right?
Yeah.
And if you were right in front of the TV, you couldn't see anything. Mm-hmm. But my brothers and I realized that if you turned on the TV, you walked out the front door and looked through the glass of the storm door.
Yeah.
And squinted, you could see the movie.
Interesting.
And so the movie Halloween has boobs and murder and
it's got everything.
I love that movie still.
Things that men like, which is why patriarchy sucks.
That's right.
But it was like on
murder and
every
boobs.
8-10 hours on HBO. So you could pretty much any night when nobody was around, mm-hmm. you could watch Halloween. And I did.
Do you know the timestamp of like when the boobs appeared on the screen? If you had a whole routine down that you knew, like it was the show was like the movie's gonna be on X amount of times, like you knew, like
I'm gonna say like 24 minutes.
That's exciting.
Well, a lot of times, you know, like the Playboy channel, it would be fuzzy and but occasionally it would like freeze frame for a second and you see a boob and you go, ooh,
it was worth sitting here for 48 minutes.
It was totally worth it.
Wow. Circle of life. Isn't it so beautiful? Literally, right. Boobs are the circle of life. They literally
give life and they are circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The areola of life.
Have you seen Margo's Got Money Problems?
No, but people keep telling me I should watch it.
I mean, the main character goes through like her body is all the things.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's used for sex. It's used for making it. She has a baby. She like it goes through the whole thing. Like it is many things. It's very, I've watched maybe 4 or 5 episodes, but it's really well done.
Okay. I need to get into that. I did do my homework and go see Spider-Man.
I know. Last time we were together, you said you didn't want to see Spider-Man because you were worried there was going to be a love triangle.
Yeah. I felt like Sadie Sink was definitely there to like home wreck MJ and Peter Parker.
But you saw it?
I did see it.
And
we were not trolling you, were we?
Okay.
We were honest for once.
Yes.
Again, like I don't know how long has to pass before you can like actually talk about plot lines or whatever. So I don't want to. Okay.
They've sold $1 billion worth of tickets. If you haven't seen it by now.
People are going to see it. They've seen it by now.
I thought that like they're Sadie Sink as a villain. God, it took like more than half the movie for them to even show her face.
Right.
Like, I thought it was cool how like her character like jumped from person to person. And
that was kind of
the bad guy.
That was crazy. Yeah.
It was so cool. And like the choreography of that just like cinematically was so cool.
In the big crowd scenes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Professional dancers.
Oh, yeah. You could tell. They were gorgeous.
I didn't know until I saw behind the scenes, and I was like, well, of course, because such they grace. Were amazing.
Yeah, and so flexible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was really cool, and I started to think maybe Sadie Sink is the villain, and it was like when they were just, like, showing, like, nothing of their
right.
face.
She'd be behind a hood or something. Beer.
Yeah, but I thought that was great. And I felt like, you correct me if you feel like I'm wrong, I felt like there was this takeaway from the film that was like, hey, you need like the darkness and the light inside of you. Like, yeah, balance is a good thing, but sometimes being out of balance serves a situation and like it's okay to just like let yourself
embrace it a bit.
Yeah, like sometimes mm-hmm. you need the scariest part of you to like
free embrace ninjas, the darkness.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought it was
a good. That's one of the many themes.
And they're setting her up to be in the new X-Men.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
How great are Tom Holland and Zendaya? Like, I root for them as a couple in real life. I root for their characters to be in love.
Right.
Like,
do you feel particularly fond of them because, like, Tom Holland is a short king with like a very tall, ethereal partner. And you are that too. Like your wife, Jen, she is like this taller than you, ethereal creature.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And I feel like mm-hmm. you don't see that a lot. Like Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner were that for a while, but then they got divorced. And so it's like literally all humanity has left, like as like the monolith of like short kings with tall, ethereal girls. It's Jim and Jen, and it's Tom and Zendaya. That's who we have.
And oddly enough, Sophie Turner also played Jean Grey.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
That's really crazy.
But she was terrible at it, and everybody hated that movie.
I hope Sophie Turner never hears this.
She'll be okay.
I don't think she will.
Excuse me,
Sophie Turner.
I'm just very fortunate that my wife, unlike many women, mm-hmm. like short guys.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I just got super lucky.
She's great, but also don't sell yourself short. You're giving Anderson Cooper. Do you know what I mean? Like such Silver Fox vibes.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah.
If I was single and gay, you'd be in my arms right now, Jeremy.
And then I could be y'all surrogate.
That's right. Oh, my God. It all comes back. We got to have a baby together, even in Florida.
Moment.
What do I need to see next, though? Like, movie-wise.
What is next?
The movie's coming out. August is usually kind of a lousy time for movies.
Yeah, most of the big blockbusters are out.
And everything's kind of getting overshadowed still by The Odyssey and by Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to look forward. You know what we have to look forward to? Coyote versus Acme.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
What is that?
Hasn't that been shelved for a long time?
Yes. So it's like Coyote and Roadrunner, mm-hmm. the classic cartoon,
yeah.
right? They made a movie with like live action and, you know, those characters.
Okay.
And they made it, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and they never released it.
Really?
There was some sort of
litigation. It was a tax thing.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers like took it as a write-off, but they weren't going to release
it.
So it sat on a shelf and was supposedly getting like good test screenings. Like people liked it.
Okay.
But then people were getting outraged because they put it on a shelf and they said, we're never releasing it.
Wow.
Well, I guess they ended up
working it out,
putting it out into the wild. Somebody else is releasing it, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually heard that Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's unheard of. Things are very positive, but usually until the movie comes out, the reviews are super positive.
Right.
And
right.
then like you have to wait a few days until after the movie comes out and then more reviews come in because they're skewed early.
And the whole premise is the coyote is suing Acme for all the stuff they've sold him.
Product liability.
Yeah.
Wow.
That have ruined him.
That's so fun. Well, I have to assume if it was getting like really positive reviews that they must have animated it right. Like I know you said it's like live action, but is it like
it's
a fixed?
Half and half.
Yeah.
So I assume they didn't botch the animation part because that is so irritating. Like whenever movies have like sequels come out or whatever and it's like they upgrade the software and then it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, have you noticed that?
I think that's with a lot of stuff. Like, it just because the technology is better doesn't mean it looks better.
Right. Like, I feel like CGI, like in Pirates of the Caribbean time frame, was like so much better than it is now.
Yeah. Because they're not in the like those Marvel things where like it's just an actor surrounded by everything green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know,
there's some practical effects built in there.
Yeah.
What a lost art.
Practical effects are good. That's why when you watch Jurassic Park, T-Rexes, they still hold up. Like,
they do.
It's still scary. It's still good.
Yeah.
You watch the ones they've come out, even there was one like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. I think Scarlett Johansson was in that one.
Scarlett Johansson one. Yeah, I tried to watch that on HBO Max and I just got bored with it.
It was a long time in the theater. I couldn't wait to walk out.
Can we talk about something whimsical? Because you said T-Rex.
Yes.
There is a theory somebody said on the internet. I feel so bad. I need to start like saving these things so I can credit people for their ideas.
Okay.
But this woman was like, okay, it's dumb to think that an animal that big had tiny little arms like that. That makes no sense.
I feel that.
Right. Like that makes no sense. And then, you know,
a T-Rex could not be a sperm donor.
Yeah, like how?
You need help.
Need some help,
Help. Somebody give me a hand.
But like these little arms are goofy and that doesn't make sense from like an evolutionary standpoint.
So yes.
That's point number one. Point number two, it has come out that like dinosaurs actually had feathers a lot of the time.
Yes, that's how they became birds.
Right, exactly. So like birds are descended from dinosaurs, blah, 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 blah. So this woman was like, what if the truth is that the T-Rex was actually a fucking dragon. And like the little arms that we think are little arms were like the bone parts of their wings that like attached the wings. And then the rest of the wings were like cartilage or like something that like would disappear into the sands of time. And so we're being dumb thinking they're just tiny little arms, but it's just like where their wings started. Isn't that whimsical and fun?
Kind of like that is fun.
A T-Rex and a, what are the flying dinosaurs? The
Velociraptors?
No.
Pterosaurs?
Pterodactyls. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea of dragons being real.
Hey, why not?
Okay.
I mean, it's...
No, scientifically, if it checks out, but it made sense when I heard her say it.
Yeah, it works enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we really know about the past, right? Like, none of us were there.
That's true.
I'm always freaked out when you hear those things about, like, what people, like, people a little over 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
they didn't know dinosaurs existed.
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't until like the late 1800s that we understood that
there were these things. Unearthing dinosaur bones and coming up with theories and stuff. Like George Washington never heard of dinosaurs.
Can you imagine being the first person to dig up a piece of a dinosaur and just being like, what is this? You know, like, can you imagine? I think about stuff like that a lot. Like, mm-hmm. even in terms of, like, medicine, right? Like, surgery. Like, can you imagine the first motherfucker to be like, I think I can fix it. Lay down.
Get this.
I have a knife.
To fix you, I'm going to cut you
right?
open.
And, like, they didn't always have anesthesia. So, like, they would just, like, do this shit. Like, they would just raw dog it, you know?
During the Civil War and stuff like that. Yeah, they just cut people's limbs and legs off. Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on mentally for that person to be that brave to, like, have that idea? And even, like, taking it out of surgery, it's, like, the first person that was, like, let me go squeeze this cow's udder because I bet there's something in there for me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
Who thought about that first? Right. And what were they like? I would like to talk to them.
That's going to be like cows and their udders, you know, when little calves would come out and udder feed.
Perhaps some observation going
on. Yeah, they probably went like, wonder what that tastes like.
Right.
Yeah, give me a bucket.
Right.
Or they're working near the cow and they just turn, oh, sorry. Whoa, milk came out. My bad. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then later it evolves into a, you know, Savannah in her car with a, you
Starbucks
know,
cup.
A Popeye's bucket. Cigarette brand on OnlyFans.
As a woman working in a corporate world, okay?
That's right.
Stream. Yeah. Need a popcorn bucket. Yeah, it immediately went to the largest container.
That's right.
Speaking of popcorn buckets, remember last week when we were talking about the To Catch a Predator movie with our pets?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Chris Hansen.
Yep.
And I asked to my own horror, do you think this movie will have a promotional popcorn bucket?
Do we know something?
Well, I don't know anything, but we did throw it out to like ask people, like, if you have a suggestion of what you think that would even be, like, let us know.
Right.
Somebody did suggest a video camera. Duh. Like, that would make so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Right.
Now, and I'm like, I really can't think of anything else that's not horrifying. Like, that it could be, so I feel like we should just unilaterally go with that. And
didn't
like,
they do that as a popcorn bucket for, you know, the new movie, what is the movie I'm looking for?
What is it? They have cowboys, dinosaurs, space people.
No, it was a video camera.
Oh, yeah, they did it for the IMAX. For the Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Yeah, so it was a giant IMAX camera.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jim, for finding that word.
I was like, can we narrow down the from that movie that
thing?
I am excited about Practical Magic 2. That's coming out.
I did not
next
know about
month.
That.
Yeah.
I did not see the first one.
I never saw the first one either.
You guys, it's mandatory viewing.
What is the Practical Magic lore? What is it about?
This is Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
Picture it. All you have to say is the two of them, and that's a reason enough to watch it.
Okay.
But it was like them in their prime, and they're like witches, and they have witchy aunts. I just love it. But basically, there's like a curse on their family that's like, if you fall in love, your homie is going to die. Like, something bad is going to happen.
Sucks, but it makes for a good, like,
it's
rom-com
a great, plot
premise.
Thing. Yeah, and it's like, it's a rom-com, but it's also kind of like spooky. It's a perfect spooky season movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they got the whole original cast back, minus, I think, like, one person, which sucks. But anyways, like Nicole and Sandra are going to be in the second one. It comes out like just after my birthday.
So what is your birthday again,
Savannah? September 4th, the same as Beyonce. Thank you so much for asking. I'm very excited.
We're going to ask every episode.
Do you guys know what I'm doing for my birthday?
Your bae birthday?
Yeah. I'm going to have like a little ghost hunt inside of the Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Sweet.
I know.
I don't know about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
So it's in Kentucky. And okay. Like for many moons, it was like a tuberculosis hospital.
Yeah.
It's like world famous for how haunted it is.
Yeah.
And then
people like, take tours.
Yeah. And then there was like a period of time where like they also had like patients like that had like psychiatric things going on. And then it was like a elderly people's home, I think, for a while too. And it's not been like it's basically like abandoned at this point. Like it looks okay. It's been a long time since anything legitimate was going on there. But it's allegedly so haunted. And I've seen like every ghost hunting show you've ever even heard about has been to this place. And so I had like offhandedly mentioned to my friend Rachel, like how much I wanted to go do that someday. And she took it upon herself to start a group chat with all the girl gang and was like, you guys, we're going to do this.
Here's how we're celebrating the birthday.
Yes. And I am thinking that it would be fun to have our little ghost hunt in the Waverly Hills Sanatorium all dressed up like pop stars and we can film it. And it'll be like the coolest like YouTube vlog ever. And everybody gets their own pop star. I think I want to be Jerry Spice. I think I have to have like
you could pull it off.
I have to have like the Union Jack tea towel and some like platform boots. But just imagine a bunch of scared girls like
and Anderson Cooper.
Yes,
as one of the girls.
That's right.
To keep me in that group.
I'm very excited. My friends are not as excited as I am. They love me, but like they're all really scared.
I'd love to be there for that. Yeah, that sounds great.
If you're saying well, you want to come.
Remember years ago, we went to a music store in Franklin that used to be
Stuff's Music. Is that
what it was? Like a hospital during the Civil War. And it was supposed to be haunted. And we stayed the night there.
We ghost hunted.
That was so fun. I feel like I have. Here's the thing. I like love spooky season. I feel like my birthday is like the kickoff to that. Cracker Barrel has all the spooky stuff out now.
They do now, yes.
With the Steward and the Bat Bag at Home Goods.
Hobby Lobby is pretending by putting out stuff and calling it fall or harvest stuff.
But I do like, you know, when I love spooky stuff, but even like with ghost hunting, like I want to be respectful about it. Like while I have my goofy idea of like, we should all dress up as pop stars and whatever. Like I do have respect for the spirits, you know, like.
It's for the dead.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I want to hear your stories. And what is really going on here? Are hauntings like just, is it like an effect you have in your brain? Because like you're expecting something and you're freaked out. So like you're seeing things that aren't there. Or is there like, are there parts of the universe where like, I don't know, there's like layered dimensions and maybe you just like pass through at the same time as like something else that exists at another time at the same place.
Oh yeah, where you walk around
and go, like, of time.
Ooh, right.
It's cold here. I wonder who this used to be.
Saying like, I don't need to go in there and be a douche. Like some ghost hunters are like really mean to the ghosts and they try to like provoke them.
You know, the ones that are the ghost hunters that are totally.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
I don't want to do that.
Like some beloved relative of yours and, you know, they mean everything to you and they died a terrible death because they went through some horrible health thing and maybe they were heroic and they saved somebody. And then like 50 years from now, you're somebody's bachelor party joke. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want my birthday celebration to seem like that. Because it really, for me at least, it does come from this place of like genuine love and enthusiasm. And I think to myself, you know, if I were a ghost and like if I were discarded into a place like this way back in the day, you know, when you could throw a woman into an asylum just for having a period, you know, I would hope that like some well-meaning girl would want to celebrate her birthday and would like come talk to me. You know, like somebody cared when nobody, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's, I'm seeing it in this positive
way. I'm not using you. I'm here to pay homage to you.
Yeah, I'm here to notice you and like acknowledge that you existed. And I'm excited.
The ghost comes out and says, I know you're not Ginger Spice, but I'm okay with it.
I feel seen.
I speak for my other ghost friends when I say it's cool.
I feel seen at 24% opacity.
Here's the thing, like, this doesn't translate into other areas of my life. Like, I do photography, and around like Halloween, it's like one of my favorite times of year because like people dress up and it's fun, and I love spooky season. A lot of times, like, people will want to like do photo sessions like in graveyards and stuff, and I am very against that. Like, I'm like, people's gravestones are like not your prop, you know? If people have been like adamant about it,
be respectful.
I think I've done it like once, and they had like some personal connection to the cemetery, and I told them, I was like, well, you have to like bring an offering, and we're gonna like have like a moment where we thank them for letting us be in their space, you know? So then we're not like being tone deaf. I want to be respectful,
right?
Yeah,
not just like whoa.
Right, exactly.
Shots.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyways, I will report back about like how my birthday trip goes. And if you're kind of inclined to maybe come, tell me.
Woody can go. I feel like I've already done an overnight ghost hunt with you.
Oh, and you didn't like it?
Oh, it was fun. I'm glad I did it.
Why don't you want to do it again? But
I feel like I've checked that box.
Okay, fine.
And I would be a buzzkill.
Okay, all right.
At this point.
You don't want to dress up like a pop star. I get it.
I'll do it at home.
I have to ask Jen a question after this.
There'll be some role playing. That's right.
Nice. Well.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Woody, you didn't try to end the podcast at all this time, which is amazing.
I'm caught up in the moment.
This is good.
Yeah.
Are you feeling more comfortable?
A loose, fancy free.
It was the first podcast we did last time, and I thought, okay.
There's things to work out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kinks.
Yeah.
So, we ask questions like, what is President Trump hiding in his butt?
I will say, that just in follow-up to that, there was, like, a video of him going around this week where, like, from the back when he was walking away.
Like, yeah, it looks like he's got a bunch of things back there.
It was giving my grandmother, you know? And I can confirm that it was what you thought it was.
Yeah.
At least. So, you know, I do be like, a little
how many
suspicious.
Industrial strength depends as he got back there?
Yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah.
So let's give it up for Doggone It.
Yes, oh, Doggone It.
Oh, Doggone It.
The very first sponsor.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's right. They do dog sitting. I couldn't get that through all the weird stuff that Woody and Jim were doing. But yes. they do dog sitting, and they're all the things.
That's right.
Yeah, so check them out. Congratulations, Alex, on being our first sponsor.
And we, of course, encourage more sponsors.
Excellent.
If you would like to give us money, and we'll say nice things about you in a roundabout way.
We do have sponsors coming up.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And also, you know, you can like, Alex made the grave mistake of telling us we could pretty much do whatever we wanted.
But well, I think anybody who wants to be on this podcast should probably give us free rein, because we'll do it anyways. We'll do it anyway.
Yeah. Frankly, it's better.
Thanks for just accepting it, y'all. Yeah.
That's right. Give us the money up front.
Right. So if anybody hasn't been following us on socials, give your where people can find you.
You can find me, Radio Woody, on Instagram and TikTok, and Woody Wood on Facebook, the big book of faces.
I think I'm at Savannah Grimm, like, everywhere.
Okay. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
With two N's.
Yes. And an H.
One H.
And then two M's, like the fairy tales. Grimm. So many things to remember. Yeah.
Grimm. Jim Chandler now on all the things.
And all the things.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.